All right. Greetings from the bubble. Welcome to Matchroom's latest podcast offering, what we're calling Matchroom Radio with David Diamante. And that's me. I'll be your host, giving you your daily dose from the bubble during each fight week. Exclusive insight from the fighters, breaking news, and straight up boxing banter. Matchroom has given me carte blanche for the show, so it should be a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and get to it. Today, we're joined by Saturday night's headliner, Josh, the Leeds Warrior Warrington, and our chief support attraction, Zelpha Brown Flash Barrett. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us, David. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I feel like a rapper. I'm about to start dropping some lines.
Boxing in the booth. Firing the booth right now.
That's it, man. That's it. So, Josh, you know, you've been out of the ring for about 15, 16 months. And since 2016, you've been fighting at least twice a year. Last year, you didn't fight once. Mm-hmm. How have you mentally stayed focused?
I would say in the first part of the year, pretty frustrated. Just like every other fighter. Waiting and wondering when I wouldn't be back. Luckily enough, I've got my own gym, so I was able to just sneak off into there, just work away, and stay positive, stay optimistic. I kind of carried on training throughout the first lockdown, because in my mind, I was always aiming for end of May, early June, and that was what was keeping me sane. And then when that date arrived and I wasn't fighting, kind of at home then. So I had around 3 weeks of doing more or less nothing, just doing walks with the family, a little bit of DIY at home. And then I thought, you know what? I want to get back in the gym. I maintain an high level of fitness. I'm known for having a good engine. And that's because I work in the gym. So it was back there. At the time I was reading some scripts, Mike Tyson's book, the notes that he'd learned off a Customato. And one thing that, you know, nobody can ever mention about, or what kind of gets forgotten about Mike Tyson is dedication to sport. Yes, he was ferocious. Yes, he had a bad man personality, but the guy worked hard. He worked hard in the gym. You know, we're talking mile runs, first thing in the morning, get home, have a sleep, then I'd be in front of a mirror, shadow boxing, throwing the same shot over and over, 15, 20 minutes solid. And I kind of tried to emulate that. And then before we know it, it was August. Shows were resuming, so it was back to get on the horse and resume proper training, and that's what I've been doing since last August, more or less.
It's great that the stuff you're talking about, especially with Mike Tyson, and great boxing historian too. A lot of people don't know he really a real student of the game. I love that you are talking about you open your own gym, and that's something I want to bring up. And that comes to you, Zelpha. So same question to you. You fought here in the bubble over fight camp. You fought Eric Donovan. How's it been for you? And also, are there any tips you can give to Josh? Because this will be really your first time fighting without a crowd. And a lot of people have found that very tough. How did you find it? And is there something you could tell Josh about that?
At first it was a bit mad because there's no crowd, literally. So when he said my name, I just heard five claps. Like, wow, it's actually like happening. Like, there's no crowd. And then the first round, it was just... My mind was thinking, all right, focus on this guy, but there's no cheering, there's no nothing. When you land with a good shot or whatever, you can hear like whatever, and I could even hear Edda in the background, so it was just a bit mad. But Josh, this guy is an elite athlete, so it won't bother him at all. No matter how many fans he's got around him all the time, he's an A-class athlete, and that won't affect him not one bit. But, you know, I feel like I've done it once now, so I know what to expect, and I'm just ready just for that belt just to go. And just lay down the smackdown, man. That's what I'm ready to do.
I know Lewis Ritson, after his fight in the bubble, he said, you know, because he was so used to having his crowd behind him, he didn't expect it to affect him like that. Did it affect you like that? I knew going in that there wouldn't be a crowd, but once it started, did it affect you?
Honestly, it did a bit because I've not experienced it. I didn't experience it, but, you know, as a champion, as a fighter, you just got to adapt to it. And this guy next to me, man, he's unreal. He's no Lewis Ritson. He's no whatever. He's like, once his mind's focused on it, Josh, he's nothing can beat him. So, you know, I've took that mentality off him because I look up to Josh. What many people don't know, I've been around Josh for a couple of years, you know, inspired him and become his friend and whatever. And I always give him advice. He always gives me advice. I always give him a little sneaky phone call. I'm like, what do you think about this? And so, you know, it won't affect him. And now I just feel like I'm ready. I've been there before. The question is, will it affect Kiko? You know, he's normally the underdog, and that might make him feel a bit more like, yeah, and the crowd booing him, where now there's no crowd booing him. There's nothing. It's just me and him.
Speaking of Kiko, Josh,
yes.
Not a lot of people know, but you fought Kiko.
Yes.
Is there something that you could tell Zelfa about that? And have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, we've had brief conversations. Obviously, it's been difficult seeing him as much as I normally do. We normally, you know, we're in each other's gyms. He comes over to ours and we go over to Wee's. We do a lot of sparring and we've worked a lot together. I will say off the record, that left duck, honestly, after watching that last in the back garden last year, man, I was going back to the gym for weeks after that, trying to throw a left hook like that. Honestly, beautiful punch. So we learn off each other. But yeah, in terms of Kiko, I think Zelfa's he's a professional athlete and he's always steely focused. You never can write off Kiko Martinez. Let's have it right, David. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, should I say, he was beaten. It was a Finnish man when he boxed me, apparently. Since that, he went to fight for another world title and he won the European title at featherweight, albeit it. But he's still there competing. Now, Kiko's one of them who lives a life and he trains hard. So he's going to bring it, but make no question about it, this man aside of me, I've said for many, many years, he's very, very special. Talent, second to none. And the way that he puts combinations together, I don't even think, he'll say himself, he's not even brought a fraction of what he can bring to the table under the lights. So this could be the fight where everyone's talking about how good Zelfa Barrett is, because Kiko has all the tools for making Zelfa look very, very good. He's going to push Zelfa, don't get me wrong, he's going to push it. And I think at stages, Zelfa will have his own way, but that's where I think he'll thrive. I think that's where we'll see the real class and the fight that Zelfa's needed to bring out the real best in him. So it's going to be one to watch, man. Can't wait.
Bear in mind, Josh beat him with one hand as well. He's done his hand in when Josh beat him. He's being modest. He's done his hand in, and what Josh done after the fight, his hand was like a golf ball. Remember, Steve would send me the picture. So, you know, for what he'd done to him with one hand, you know, credit where credit's due.
Yeah, majority decision victory. You know, you have said that you feel like this is going to be your coming out party. Tell us more about that.
Because styles make fights, you know, and I don't have to find him. And he's not the most trickiest guy. You know what he's coming to do. He's bringing the pain. He said it in his interview. Willing to die in the ring. So with a man like that, you know he's coming to get you. So,
you feel like he's tailor-made?
It's tailor-made for me. You know, I just need to not rely on his style. I need to rely on me and bring out what I need to do. You know, and just stick to the game plan. Don't get drawn into a fight. Don't get drawn into whatever. Just do me.
You know, there's another interesting fight on this card. I know you guys have been training with each other. You've been over at Josh's gym sparring. And you've been sparring Reese Mould to prepare him against his fight with Lethal Lee Wood for the British featherweight title, which is also on this card. Can you tell us anything about that experience?
Reese is a monster, man. Is another Josh. You know, fitness, strong. All them fighters from his camp are all good and they have a good style. So, you know, it's a different clash of styles, but, you know, the game plan that they probably will execute, which I don't even know, it will work, you know. And, you know, you just got to stay switched on, Reese, stay focused.
It's another great, great fight that we're looking to on this card. You know, something else I want to touch on with both of you guys, you're both fathers. I know, Josh, your twin daughters, Eliza Rose and Olivia Lily's birthday is this Sunday, which is Valentine's Day. So yes. Happy pre-birthday to your daughters.
Thank you.
You're going to be traveling, I assume, straight home after the fight when they wake up, or you'll be there when they wake up? Or
That's the plan, David. Yeah, that's the plan, you know. I won't mind an early night. You know, yeah. I'm not going to go looking for it, but if that opportunity is there, man, I won't mind an early night, you know. Get done, get out there unscathed. You know, stop at McDonald's on the way home, and then be there for me baby girls when they wake up for the third birthday. You know, I'd love to stay and celebrate with all the guys here at the bubble, and just you know, I won't say let my hair down or anything like that, but just having a bit more relaxed. But you know, I'm a big family man, and you know, Zelfa will probably echo what I'm saying. You know, it just changed your life. I think, you know, if you're a father, you understand what I'm saying, and if you're a family man, even more so. it's all, I've always done this for myself and me, like my dad and my brothers, but added incentive is my two beautiful girls at home. And already, you know, I've missed so much of their life. Now, I don't go away from training camp, but I'm not always there. I'm not always present. I'm not present mentally. You know, example, you know, they were born 13 weeks before the Lee Selby fight. And the little things that you miss, the little things what you're taking in that in the initial 3 months, I wasn't taking in properly because subconsciously, I had Lee on my mind constantly. I couldn't go to the shop for a pint of milk without people saying to me, are you ready for a fight? Are you ready? Are you going to smash him? Are you up for it? And that'd set a little bit of adrenaline rush off. And I'd be going home and Mrs. would say, oh, Olivia's doing this or Liza's doing that. And I'd be like, oh yeah. And I wasn't taking it in. And it's only after the fight I realised, wow, I've missed 3 months of their lives. I ain't got a clue what's been going on. She's like, oh, they're going out of this already. Like, I hadn't even seen him in that. And I think even after that, you know, it was straight into Carl. Then after that, Gallard. Then after that, me to coach fight. But only during the lockdown period, I realised when I had no fight back in my mind, no to aim for, I would have won. I was kind of zen. I was in the moment with my kids. And I'm like, wow. I thought I knew my kids. I thought I knew who they was. You know, I'm at home quite a lot, but I don't even know my kids, really. I don't even properly know them. And it's like, there's no way... I'm not being there for when they wake up on the birthday. So, you know, I've sorted out transport straight back. They've already missed loads of story time with Daddy. They've already missed a load of role play, what I do with the Frozen dolls and this and other. So I've got a lot of making up to do. So I'm going to be there for when they wake up.
Zelpha, congratulations. You are a new father. So in recent weeks, Romelia Rose was born. I want to know how that's changed your drive, if it has at all. But before that, I also want to know, because both of your daughters have a name, Eliza Rose and Romelia Rose. Have that's you guys mad. Talked about that?
I've never even gotten to that. That's mad.
Yeah.
That's mad. But what you're saying there is totally right. And I'm just 3 weeks into it, 4 weeks on Sunday. So I've missed a lot, you know, the little night feeds. I want to do the night feeds because I had a dad, but he wasn't there like that. So I want to take the role of looking after my daughter and night feeds. My dad's and my Uncle Pat and my Uncle Mike. So me being a dad's a big part of my life. Like, wow, I want to be something that my dad was never to me. So when I'm feeding my daughter, I'm like, no, I'll feed her. I'll change her. I'll wind her. I enjoy it because it's not a chore. It's my beautiful daughter. And at first, I couldn't understand it because I never had a daughter. Until when Josh is saying, listen, watching you, whatever. And now it's like, wow, I want to do it. Even when I tell like my missus every day, take a picture of her, send it to me every single day, just because she can change every day. And you know, I have missed out, but you know, this is what I need to do to pave the way to set my family. So, you know, it's understandable. And as I'm just taking what from Josh, what they said, then as soon as after my fight, I'm just going to be there. Because when I'm looking at my baby, I'm not thinking about her. I'm just thinking about Kiko, my career. I can't switch off. I can't. Some fighters can. I can't. I'm just like, wow, okay. She's pooed. You know she's pooed, but you're not even aware of it. Yeah. And then you wipe in, and then you have that little 20 seconds of your own. Yes. And then Kiko. It's a bit of a good pressure, but it's pressure. But I can't wait just to finish my fight and just sit down with my baby. For I've not stayed there. You know, I'm not. I've been there every night. Go home. Go there, do the nappies, do all the bottles, go home. So I've not stayed a full night yet. This is what we signed up for, to be a boxer. You can't do both, you know, and this is what I signed up to do, you know. And if my uncle wants me to be in a training camp with him for the last whatever couple of weeks, want me to do this, if this is what it takes to go to the top, then I'm going to do it. You know, I'm not going to question him. So, yeah, I've just took in more what Josh just said then about taking in your daughter, embracing your child when you're not in training, and to switch off. But Josh is an awesome athlete, so I can imagine it's hard for him to even switch. When he knocks this guy out, it'll be with his daughters, but in the back of his mind, he'll be thinking about, is it the Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Him? True. Or someone else? Because that's what kind of character he is, where some fighters can just be like, forget boxing now. But he's not like that, hence why he's so fit, hence why he's so good. So, you know, it's hard when you've got a proper athlete's mentality and mind, but... because you never switch off. You never do. Even when you're on holiday. I was in Greece straight after my fight. I'm just still sat there on the lilo thinking, why, who am I fighting next, Tom? Eddie messaged me saying, enjoy yourself, sent him a message, come over, whatever. I'm not laughing. I'm still thinking, right, who am I fighting now here? These guys are enjoying themselves. I can't, you can't do that as a fighter, but, you know, I'm going to definitely embrace my daughter when I go in.
Can't shut it off. It's still going.
Still going, man.
2 feet in.
You know, bit like, I'm feeding my daughter now. This is what I've got to see as, you know, I'm feeding her. You know, as much as my mum does the milk, like, it's going to be down to me. You know, I've got a responsibility now. So, you know, it's given me like an ignition more to destroy anyone who's in the way. Yeah. Literally, physically, emotionally, mentally. When I'm in that ring and the lights are on, I'm ready just to, I want it to go as fast as it can, you know, because I want to take less punishment, be more, for my daughter to see me perfect. You know what I mean? This is my mindset now. Last fight, I didn't have that mindset. I just wanted to win.
So it's changed.
Changed, man. I said to one of my friends, like, I feel like I've been cheated. I should have had a kid ages ago, because the drive it gives you is like, wow. Like, people that have kids and don't have a drive, I don't know why they're not igniting it to their craft. Because now I just feel like, yo, she barely knows me, 3 weeks. And I feel like, nah, I've got a responsibility, which I have. So, you know, the drive's different. I feel good.
Josh, any fighter, fatherly words of wisdom to the new father, Zelfa?
I just, I think he knows what he knows, the crack there, you know, just... Use it as motivation. He's doing everything that I would do, and just remember, if times do get in hard, that why you're doing it for. Because sometimes you do it that barrier, and you need that little bit more. And you need to find your why. Mm. People need to have why in lives. And if he's in there in the fight and it's getting tough, and he just imagines his baby girl there, man, the guy will be able to run for walls. You know, it's just what the power that he is, and he's a family man, I'm a family man.
Hence why he can keep punching and don't
just,
stop.
Just thinking about it now, and then I'll just go back to it, like, people might listen to this and think, oh, well, you're giving this a sob story, blah, 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 you both don't have to box, but it's a life, boxing is a life, we've done this since we were kids, you know, we've done this, what we know to do, it's what we've put our full life into so far, and things happen during life, other things, you know, outside of boxing, even though it probably takes up 90% of our lives, you know, we do have things going on outside, and families can start, and this is where we are. The circumstances can change. So it's one of them things where, yeah, we've had kids, but our career still goes on.
Sure.
And it's not a long career. It's not one of those where we can keep on going to 60, 65, 70 years old. You know, we've got a small window. We've got to do as much as possible in that small window.
Got to make it count, and a lot of sacrifice.
Exactly.
All right, guys, a couple rapid fires because we're going to start to wrap it up here. In 2021, what fighters do you like? Who do you think is going to win a world title out there?
Zelfa.
Well, I think Josh is going to win another world title.
Okay, former then, IBF champ.
You know, yep. I'll just slide in when it's in America. I'll be like, I'm just slide under there.
Okay.
I'd say as well, though, I'd say mutual friend of ours, I reckon son of Showtime, Edwards.
Oh, yes, Sonny.
I think he'd be up there.
Okay, there you go. Couple of interesting fights coming up on this run of Matchroom shows. Are there any of them as a fan that you guys are most interested in seeing?
Canelo. I'm a Canelo fan, massive Canelo fan.
Against Yildirim.
Yep, he's gonna look very good against him. He looks good anyway.
Yeah, that one and obviously the big one. AJ and Fury.
Oh, yeah. How can I forget?
Massive.
Where on that? Where?
Massive fight.
I've got some kind of pass in that one, man. It's got to be somewhere.
All right.
I change buckets if I have to.
All right. Any unusual... This is your first time in the bubble. This is your second time in a bubble. Any unusual items that you guys brought into the bubble with you that people might find funny?
I think I've brought everything but my kitchen sink. I must have come in with about... 15 suitcases, David. Honestly, I brought all sorts, including a mini fridge, which is probably a necessity, to be fair.
Mm. But, I'm experienced. No, I just didn't bring nothing. I just bought my clothes, and that's it, because last time I bought everything.
All right. Well, listen, so we're gonna end the show every week with or every day with some type of exclusive news. So, unfortunately, Anthony Fowler has come down with COVID. People know that. He's come out with that statement. So this is an exclusive that we're going to drop right here. Jordan the Thrill Gill is now added to the card, and he's going to fight Cesar Juarez on next Saturday's Avanesian versus Kelly undercard. It's an interesting thing about that too, because Cesar trains out of the same gym as Enrique Tinoco, who handed Jordan his first loss. So that's kind of an interesting storyline to that fight. So maybe we can talk to Jordan next week about that. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune into tomorrow's episode with Hopi Price and also Dalton Smith joining me. So Josh and Zelfa, it's been an absolute honor. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. And until then, this is David Diamante signing off for Matchroom Radio.